This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump's new Pentagon team has not yet signaled an imminent withdrawal of all U.S. troops from Afghanistan, raising expectations among U.S. officials and allies that Trump might settle for a partial reduction before leaving office. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
A U.S. official says the Trump administration's expected to cut the Afghan troop presence nearly in half by January 15th to 2,500. That would stop short of the president's goal of having all American forces out of Afghanistan by year's end, something military and diplomatic advisors opposed. The Pentagon's also expecting to pull more than 500 troops out of Iraq, leaving about 2,500 there. The moves would give the president an accomplishment before leaving office and come days after a Pentagon shakeup where he installed loyalists who share his frustration with a continued Mideast troop presence. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Projected President-elect Joe Biden is calling for more stimulus spending to help the United States recover from the coronavirus pandemic after a meeting with corporate and business leaders.
Once we shut down the virus and deliver economic relief to workers and businesses, then we can start to build back better than before. We talked about how we have an opportunity to come out of this stronger, more resilient than we were when we went in. And I wish you could have heard corporate leaders and the major labor leaders singing this from the same hymnal here.
The type of massive stimulus spending only Washington lawmakers can approve is regarded as key in getting the U.S. back on its feet after the mass layoffs and sharp downturn in growth caused by COVID-19. But Republicans and Democrats have been unable to agree on a new measure. For more news, go to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Another COVID-19 vaccine has shown exciting results, potentially adding millions of doses to the supply of vaccines that could be available this year. The vaccine from biotech firm Moderna was 94.5% effective, according to an early analysis of clinical trial results that the company released Monday. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
Last week it was Pfizer. Today it's Moderna, which says its vaccine appears to be 94.5% effective.
The results of this trial are truly striking.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the U.S. government's top infectious diseases expert, who warns, even with the encouraging news, don't let up on COVID restrictions.
Universal wearing of masks, washing of hands. We should not let the accomplishment of an effective vaccine have us feel we can let our guard down.
If the FDA allows emergency use of either vaccine candidate, there will be limited ration supplies before the end of the year. I'm Shelley Adler.
The World Health Organization Director of Immunization, Dr. Catherine O'Brien, says that they welcome the promising news for Moderna's vaccine, noting that the ease of distribution is an important consideration.
This is a two-dose vaccine, and certainly any vaccine that can achieve a one-dose vaccine is certainly easier to deliver than a two-dose vaccine. And of course, the cold chain characteristics are also important.
British Prime Minister and COVID-19 survivor Boris Johnson insists he's healthy and isolating out of precaution after coming into contact with someone who later tested positive for the virus. He said in a video message posted Monday, quote, "It doesn't matter that I'm fit as a butcher dog, feel great, that I've had the disease, and I'm bursting with antibodies." He's required to quarantine for 14 days. An Islamic State operative has gone on trial in France on terror charges for swaggering bare-chested through a train in 2015 with an arsenal of weapons and shooting one passenger. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The scene 5 years ago on a fast train from Amsterdam to Paris is the focus of the month-long trial of Ayub El-Kazani, with testimony expected from the two American servicemen and their friend who've been hailed as heroes. El-Kazani was brought down by the three American vacationers in an electrifying capture that Clint Eastwood has since turned into a Hollywood thriller. Authorities say the 31-year-old Moroccan had spent several months in Syria before boarding the train. He's charged with attempted terrorist murder and, if convicted, faces a maximum sentence of life in prison. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more news, please go to voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel with VOA News.